Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Hard Kiss Mating. You're about midway to the midday with Hard Kiss Mating. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Hard Kiss Mating. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you're going to hire a new coach, and you're going to introduce your coach to your new fan base, that, my friends, is an A1 lesson in how to do it. Take notes, NCAA, any coach getting any job with any new fan base. That's how it should be done. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, I'm in love. I'm in love. He's awesome. It's the best thing. It was top five day of my life yesterday. just absolutely incredible. I don't know. It's so wild. How good of a fit he is we're a pretty stubborn family. And we decide we want something. That's just what we want. And I think we had decided, not everybody, but a majority had decided that we know what we want now. And it's obtainable. So go get that. And then we didn't get it. And it was like, okay, well, we're mad. And then it was like, until we weren't. And you start to watch videos and you start to see all the things about this guy and you're like, okay, wait a minute. We
see what you saw, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like
what you saw.
And then the next day to have that press conference and it go like that was like this is perfect.
Weather was awesome.
Yes. Everything about it was perfect.
I didn't see those streaks across the sky yesterday. Did you notice that?
No. Not yesterday. They're back today. But it wasn't yesterday.
They're back with a vengeance today.
Oh, my gosh, man. And just being over there and just, man, there's so much. I mean, there's so many layers to it. We can get into all of them. But just, oh, my gosh,
a lot of pulling in the right direction. By the way, let me open up the phone lines right off the bat. 8150-93.9 is the number. 3831-93.9 is the text line. Again, 3831-93.9 is the text line. Please make sure they're open, Nikki V. And while we're going to have a high-intensity first hour for me in particular, I got to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look him up online at dfhcompany.com. How could he get?
It's a good day.
How could he make it on a day like this? How could he make a move so aggressive like that?
That was aggressive. I like that. He was like, ugh.
Yeah. What did that phone do?
It's excitement. Friday? It's excitement.
Okay.
It's excitement. So he's aggressively answering the phone. I like it.
Okay. Hot. Looks like we got a hot text line already.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it says, that's funny. I want to make Corona.
It didn't matter who you wanted.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
pulling the energy from the press conference felt like pulling the same direction. Energy,
it did. That's what I loved about it the most, man.
It didn't seem like it was extreme. Like it wasn't arms folded.
No,
it was. I'll listen. If I like what you say, I'm in.
Listen, you saw so many people there from the community. And it was just, it was one of those things, man, where. It felt, even by the people that were there, it felt like, okay, we're in good shape. Like, man, this is special.
And you could tell he's coach. He's
yeah.
thorough coach.
Absolutely.
You know, it kind of added,
it added extra. We didn't need validation, but personally, when I heard, you know, I actually heard and saw the video of Coach Davenport, you know, describing, you know, yeah. the coaching history, then you say, okay, now that makes sense, you know, how much of a coaching, you know,
yeah.
natural he is, you know, like say when you go through the family, you know, structure and everything. Let me get to the phone lines. I guess Nikki got it set up. Nurse Amy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus and Steve. I am so excited. I have not felt this kind of energy for my basketball team in a long time. But I will tell you, I was waiting for Coach Kelsey with his Clark Kent glasses to open that shirt and have a Superman symbol underneath. We are needing it.
That is so true, because he did have that vibe. I love that. I love the glasses.
I need him to come out on the court with some kind of like superhero something on when he hits that court the first time.
That's good. So you loved it then. You feel good. You feel good today. Like, I mean, where it feels like the fan base is kind of back, like Mark said, pulling in one direction together.
So I did a lot of reading about him. I really like him, and people are not giving him credit, but he has a lot of background with some nice, you know, tournament run or tournament appearances. He's got, you know, the Coach of the Year. I'll take him. As far as I can see, he doesn't have any big blue ties. We're good.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Steve, isn't it fun to be maneuverable?
You
know,
oh yeah,
you know, just to, hey, go, like, get a new coach and
yes,
and not be like,
oh yeah, here we are. Yeah, no, I love it, man.
Without $33 million buyouts.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, we even though I will say Josh is betting on him with his buyout, yeah. though. Mm-hmm. You're betting he's gonna win. But my gosh, man, it's. It was just, like I said, for me, before I even got to the coaching part of it, before I even got to it, it was
good presentation.
The embrace that this guy got, man. And I got to see both of mine. His press conference, I thought he did great. He did a lot of what you said. It was fantastic. Mm. Like, look, I know the history here. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know.
Not too much gawking.
But I did get to see him. I got to see him gawk before the press conference. Me and Coach Leaves were in there before anybody, you know, was just kind of chilling. And he said he come in and I won't give it away.
I was gonna say,
but
do without that.
he was gawking.
He was excited.
It was awesome.
I just didn't need the press conference stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, like, listen, in front of people, just say. What is it? I always make the reference that U571 is like,
yeah.
When the men look at you, even if you don't know, you always know.
Like, absolutely.
So yeah, it's like no gawking in public.
Yeah.
Who should I take up next? Nikki, Jeff. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Jeff.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I tell you what. I didn't know anything about this coach really before I started hearing his name about the job on here, and I was like,
Were you skeptical?
Yes, but saw a little bit of stuff about him, and I was like, oh, this guy seems like a pretty cool guy. I tell you what, I mean, if you talk about nailing it yesterday in the press conference, he hasn't done anything except for talk, and it's such a stark contrast to when Kenny came in. And Kenny was one of us. He was an alumni. He was, you know, a superstar. He was national champion. He was everything. And we had him come in, and everybody was kind of like, "Okay, great, yeah, this could work," but you know, didn't have this kind of feeling. And this guy, I listened to the guy talk.
Yeah,
I'm
47 he's definitely
years
polished.
Old, and I'm like. I want to run in, you know, go see if I can work out, you know, do something with these guys. You know, I mean, hello, here, take my money. You know, I'm happy to give you my money. I mean, do whatever, because I know that this guy, before he does anything, if he talks to the players the way that he's talked to us, these guys are going to be ready to play. And I kind of feel like they haven't had that. It's like a bad dream. It's almost like the year that we won the national championship. Somebody said, God, if you let us win this national championship, we could be the worst program in America for the next 10 years. Well, the 10 years is over, and now we got this guy come in here. It's like an energy injection. You guys need to get him set up with Focus and get a thing there because, you know, it's like, look what happens. You drink a Focus, and then all of a sudden you got this guy right here, right? He's makes coffee nervous or whatever. I mean, couldn't have been better. I couldn't be happier with listening to the stuff that he has, and I hope that the players that he gets on the recruiting side, the players that he recruits that are in the transfer portal from our team now or whatever stay. But the big thing that got me yesterday and listening to him talk is when, you know, they said, you know, how do you feel about in-state recruiting? Nobody could nail that answer any better than what he said was, you know, this is Kentucky, the greatest basketball state in the country. You have to embrace the high schools. You have to do this. And it's so different than what the other coaches in the past have really kind of done. Everybody's got to be on cloud nine this morning because I absolutely am. And listening to the guy, I mean, it's great. And Marcus, you know, he said you can go in there whenever you want to. I expect you to show up every day and get a little report. Be like, hey, what's going on? You know? I'd be like, hey, I play football. Can I come watch anyway?
You know? Trying to squeeze in there, man.
Yeah, I'm tall. So I'd be like, hey, you don't know. I play basketball. I don't play football.
He said.
You know, anyway, it's good stuff, man. I'm excited about it.
Appreciate it, Jeff, man. Somebody said, how many babies do you think were made last night? Did you hear the 502 Circle got more donations yesterday? It was the most donations they've ever gotten one single day.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Even more than the flash thing they did at the football game?
Not amount of money. More
just
members.
Okay.
It's the most.
Still incredible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. But it's the most new members that they've ever gotten in one day.
Okay. That's cute and everything.
It's insane.
That's cute and everything, Steve.
Yeah.
I have to ask a selfish question.
Oh, let's go.
He went through the top 50. Was I on his top 50?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Not at all. Yeah.
Nikki, I am listed as number 50 in the top 50 all time. Do you
nice.
Think? Do you think that Pat Kelsey saw my name as the last name on there?
Not a chance. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Exactly. No.
Not a chance. Who do we got up next?
By the way, I wanted to point out too, you said the top 50. There was something I was gonna say, but it was stupid.
You lost it.
We'll just go back to
who do we got up next?
Zachy G.
Zachy G, thanks for joining me on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What a last, you know, 24 to 48 hours we've had. It's been just so Louisville, you know. It's just us. You know, this guy comes out of left field. You know, Steve, I was listening the other day whenever it was just kind of felt doom and gloom. You know, we strike out on Richard, the news breaks. It's like, well, there's our there's our final connection that we have. We wanted to just feel connected to this next coach because we didn't have that in the previous regime.
Yeah.
And this guy is just a walking billboard. I mean, the energy, I mean, he could be on Energizer Bunny commercials. I mean, the Prime, you know, or the Focus. I mean, it's awesome. And what the best part about it, I think, is that he's not coming in like Rick did, where he was a national championship coach. I feel like this is a hire that we get to kind of put our arms around this guy and kind of make him ours instead of him making us, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a lot to prove, and I think he's ready for it, man. I mean, this guy, I was ready to order a brick wall off of Amazon yesterday just so I could run through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was ready to go to a pickup court and play some ball and dust my shoes off. But, man, I'm so excited. And, you know, he's got a lot of work to do. He's still got a lot of work ahead of him. But I think he's going to embrace every bit of it. And I love the press conference, everything about it. You know, it was, like, so energetic, and the jokes were hilarious. You know, I actually caught myself, like, you know, laughing out loud driving while I was listening to it. So, and then the icing on the cake last night with him hopping on
the Twitter space.
I mean, that was – I seen Maven go live, and I was about to hop on Maven's, and I'm scrolling Twitter because I know Maven kind of takes a minute to load up. He lets the audience fill in. And then I'm, wait, Diener's live. And I check on it, and I'm like, Pat Kelsey's on here speaking. And I'm like, wow. And I hop on there, and it's Birdhead. And he's talking and just talking about how he can ride around and throw some shirts out at football games. And, I mean, you never know. You might see this guy at the Louisville Bats opening night tonight. I mean, I think he's going to embrace every bit of this this city becoming a celebrity. And that's just such a breath of fresh air of coming out of the days that we've came out of. But I'll let you guys get to the rest of the callers and go Cards, baby.
Appreciate the call. You know what's going to be fun?
I'm listening.
You can tell he's meticulous linguistically.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
for the time that we're going to cover him, you're going to get to do things like, oh, no, he said that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
He stuck that in there.
Yes.
He stuck that, you know, he used that reference on purpose.
There's a reason he said Scott Drew and Dusty May. There's a reason he said, like, I was the third pick, you know, of her. It was like, there were things, it was like, no, yeah, I mean, step on your point, but I agree with you.
Yep.
So when he says something, I don't think he's going to, you're right, it's not going to be an accident. It's going to be like,
I get that. Right. And in our world, that's going to be very, very fun.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
Like in the basketball language and the listen, there are going to be times where he's, you know, pissed off or, you know, he calling some situation out. And like I said, he's going to.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. We got somebody pulled. Do we have something on the truck?
No. He's just pulling up to say he's pulled.
Okay.
No, there wasn't even nothing on the truck. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, somebody just pulled. Listen. Last night I went to Kroger, man, and it was two people were like, "Oh my God, I'm ready. I'm excited." You know, and it was. I mean, and look, Coach Brown was there. Coach Wallace was there. Mm-hmm. Danny Buzzboom Kelly was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was there. They were excited. I was really, really pleased, and I think it should be said, I was really happy to see Susan Sweeney there, Susan Sweeney Crum, and people like that, because it was, I think some people worried that, like, I hope that's not, I don't think it would be.
Again, why I'm so adamant about the comparisons, about dragging baggage into this conversation, is the opportunity of a lifetime to get in a positive space and stay in a positive space.
And I think he did a good job.
Yep.
By mentioning Kenny Payne yesterday. Yep. And it was like, hey, we're not going to forget his family.
Yep.
Okay? And then we're going to move on.
And we're going to move forward.
Yeah.
Like I said. So, yeah, don't drag me into that. Also, just want to remind everybody, small businesses, big businesses, what just happened? You pull up in front of the studio. We will give you a, what's the word I should use? Instead of free.
Drive-by shout-out?
No, Nikki, let's.
A drive-through shout-out.
Yeah, let's do something a little more elegant.
Do a drive-by?
That's what I'm saying.
Do a drive-by.
All right, drive-through. We're workshopping.
Gratuitous. A gratuitous advertisement.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yes, a gratuitous advertisement. If you pull up in front of the studio, throw your L's up. Everybody, listen, if you're willing to look up the address of the ESPN Louisville Studios, you'll pull up. It's a big window right in front of us. We'll see you. If your company could use... I mean, it's gratuitous advertisement. Take advantage, man.
Yeah.
Take advantage. Who got up next? Bob, thanks for joining us.
Tim.
Tim, fire away, my man.
Hey, how are we doing, gentlemen?
Good.
So, I happened upon the College of Charleston Towson State game like about a week and a half ago. And I watched that game, which the first thought I had was Towson's that team we lost to back when, you know, like when I was a kid. It was one of Denny's later years. And because I watched this game, I probably, that makes me a subject matter expert on Pat Kelsey, since nobody knew anything about him.
Right.
That was the little bit I knew. And, you know, I came away really impressed, because I don't know if you all caught that game. They were down something like 7 points with 2 minutes left. And Towson didn't score for the last maybe 3.5 minutes of the game. It was a really long drought. And one of their players turned the ball over in a live turnover situation for College of Charleston. And the other guard in the backcourt just went all out chasing down the wide open guy going for the layup. And he swatted the ball down from behind off the guy's knee out of bounds and turned the ball back over when they had to do it. I was like, man, these guys are playing hard. Mm. And he gave a post-game interview in that where they asked him about winning Coach of the Year, and he was borderline offended and went into this monologue about how it should be Staff of the Year. and how it's all his assistants, and they're the ones that deserve the credit. Kind of true deferring praise, like leadership. So for the last however long that's been, week and a half, whenever his name came up, I've been like, I've seen that guy, and he's a madman. Now, we would love his madness because he would be crazier than we are, and he'd want to win more than we are. I just don't know if it would happen. But, you know, I saw that, and then leading into the press conference, I had an open mind, and one of the things that stuck out was he mentioned that he worked at a car lot, and his dad owns a car lot, and I'm like, that is exactly what this is. And when you hear people say, like, oh, this staff needs a recruiter, this staff needs a recruiter, well, you can go to fill in the name of any business partner you all have, advertising partner of the car lot, and you could go there today and say, who's your best salesman? And you could hire them on the spot, and they'd be probably an ace college recruiter. The problem is they don't know anything about basketball. So it's a lost spot on the staff. So he totally has that car dealer, talk yourself in and out of any situation energy. And, you know, the last point I was going to make, something that I thought was really impressive about yesterday, was I listened back to the Jardiner Spaces thing with him last night, and when he was talking about Scotty Davenport, I don't know, did you all catch that?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Yeah, what it reminded me of, and I know it's completely different, but it reminded me of the way he talked about it, of when last year in the playoffs, they asked LeBron James about Nikola Jokic and playing against him. And did he realize he was that good and he could hit these crazy shots? And he's like, and he gave some response that I really hit me with his time. He's like, you guys may not know it, but in these buildings, he goes, there's a certain type of player, and you may not always know about them, but we know about them, that play this game a different way and coach this game a different way. And that's really kind of what that reminded me of with Kelsey last night. So he's not going to make the Hall of Fame, but in these circles, us coaches, you know, we know and we think the world of Scotty Davenport, and you know, it's a pretty good name to be able to name drop as someone who's a great coach, because, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's probably a lot of coaches that don't know about Scotty Davenport and what he's done on those levels. But, like, the ones that do, it just, that I really love to hear the way he's like, you all might not know this, he might not be a Hall of Famer, but within these circles,
right.
And I think that respect level for the X's and O's with like a Scotty Davenport was great. So, you know, I guess we all could say it was a 10 out of 10, you know, win the press conference, whatever. He won the press conference, but I think the energy level and just the fact that he was already reaching out so much to the community. I mean, if this guy wins, like, they'll love him like no other. I mean, if he loses, we'll just say worst case scenario, we're looking for another coach in 3 or 4 years. I mean, we're all going to be sitting there talking about how hard he tried and how it didn't work out, and we're not going to hate him for it. I mean, so if he can win with that level that he inspired us yesterday, I mean, this is going to be a guy that's like, he's going to have one of those Pat's Louisville butt signs hanging in 30 years. So love it, love it, love the energy, love to hear what was happening with the circle, and I love all the coverage y'all been bringing us around the clock on Spaces and late night and everything else. So appreciate it, and love the channel, love the show.
Appreciate the call. Two things in particular with the coach. When you say first things, toughness.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay,
you're looking for a player.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Like if you're going to start there, that's saying, again, I don't mean it like this, but I appreciate his comfort of saying, no, I'm going to be able to win regardless of who I bring. You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm not standing like that. And I listen,
yeah.
I keep biting at Steve every time we talk on the phone. Steve says, $4 million cap.
Yeah.
You know, and I get pissy, you know.
He's got payroll, man.
But
yeah,
he can be more selective, handpick
sure.
his guys. He can mold them with the toughness culture immediately.
Listen, we talked about it last night, man. He's a college basketball coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he said it. You know, he said the NBA, a lot of certain players, I did like how he said, you know, well, not all players, because I think he made it clear to, like, yeah, all players aren't going to the NBA, so it's not really a true aspiration.
Uh-huh.
But what he said, I'll say this, and I mean it in a good way.
Mm.
I'm not so sure, like, the number one, two, three, and
recruits in the country are going to necessarily come and play for him. The same way they wouldn't come and play for Patino most of the time because, I mean, it when you did, it was Samardo.
Right.
You know, somebody who was a hard worker, grinder.
And you got to be able to get your ego checked heavy.
Because you heard the part, and correct me, you know, if I'm wrong, but, I mean, he was essentially saying, like, look, yeah, the NBA will happen if you play within our system. You got to play for the guy next to you. And Louisville likes to win that way.
Yep.
That's the way we like to win, with college basketball players and a college basketball system.
Yeah, kind of sacrificey.
Yeah, like that's what we like. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that there will be, you know, four pros on the team every year.
Mm.
But I think we'll be a dang good college basketball team every year.
And you'll get those guys in good look situations. You know,
yeah.
Your reputation of the personalities that come out of your program are going to be where it needs to be. Also, one other thing, I don't want to skip over this. I just saw a tweet and it put a visual, and radio is theater of the mind. I believe that's Diener's quote that I'm stealing, just like I stole a space last night.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
If I see Peyton Siva at a game with the dad's cut off.
Yes. Peyton's in, baby.
Did Peyton Siva tweet out, I might have to pull out the dad cutoff?
He said he might have to do Siva Senior's cutoff.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to be in every game. I mean, yeah, just.
Can you imagine Peyton going, boom.
Yeah, like, let's go.
On the front row. That was a hilarious visual.
It's good, man. I am just so happy with how happy everyone is.
Mm-hmm. Mm, this is a fact.
And I told him that. I got a chance to chat with him before everybody got in there yesterday. I told him that. I said, look, I was kind of upset.
Mm.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, you're awesome.
Yeah, get off the plate.
Yeah, you're awesome, man.
And move forward. Who we got up next?
Bob.
You should have went Betty Johnson Chad. Ooh, Betty Johnson Chad. I would have went Betty Johnson Chad.
I'm just going by the order that came in.
I'm going to go Bob. Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, guys, and go Cards.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I think he had me stoked. That one guy before saying, he was running through a brick wall. Mm. He had me running through a brick wall after that press conference. He was just a bundle of energy and very fiery. I loved how he joked about Josh Hurd telling him he better go change his tie because he was wearing a blue tie.
Yeah, right off the bat.
And a story that I had read through Jody Demling was when he met the players, he was meeting with them for the first time, and he saw one player, didn't say who it was, but he kind of was looked at the eyes in the air, not really paying attention. And coach went over to him, stood in front of him, and looked him eye to eye and said, you will pay attention to me when I speak. And I love that. That's discipline. That's what these guys need. I thought they were lax last year in the last couple of years. And that's, I think that he set the tone with this team, and that was great. I'm looking forward to hearing, his staff, who he's bringing in. And I'm also looking forward to what he's going to do in the transfer portal and how many players we will keep from this team. That's a question because, heck, man, there's almost everybody on the team is in the transfer portal. But anyway, thanks for your off coverage, and I'm looking forward to this year and the basketball team going forward. Thank you.
Ditto. I appreciate the call.
I'll say this. I don't think it'll be more than maybe two come back from this team. Mm. But listen, got the chat for the first time in person for about an hour with Mark Spiegel.
Mm.
He's awesome.
Right.
He's just an awesome dude, man. But I'm allowed to say this. Some news coming Monday. Just pay attention. 502 Circle. Big news coming Monday. So I think they'll be able to get players.
That's a good thing. Who do I got up next, Nikki? Betty Johnson Chad, thanks for joining us today on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hello, guys. I thought, and it was in my mind that when he was hired, this is a Christmas light. But I was happy that he's not. He's different. He's like a general that I will follow. He's like a, in a sports like a war. You need a general that you will follow and
right.
run through the big wall. And he's one of them from the way he talks. And so I have to revise my opinion about him. You know what I like about him is when he convinced his two young daughters, being teenagers, to leave the school that they are in,
mm-hmm.
their friends. That is very hard. That is, I work with kids, and that's one of the things that's so hard among Army brats, to leave friends and
yep.
go from one place to the other. To convince them to say, kids, this is what we need as a team, and they're in with him, that makes a big difference. And he's the third. The other thing is, he's the third choice by his wife, and his wife is a beautiful wife. So he's got a good recruiter there, mm-hmm. and she works with him and knows all the favorite food of all the players. That to me is something special.
That's a team.
That is a team. That's a team builder. And he, if he did coaching. And I think he did, because he was a GA. If he did coaching like he did, like Scotty Davenport when he was washing jock straps and cleaning the floor
yep.
In the start of his coaching, head coaching job, I'm in for him. And I'll follow him. I have tears in my eyes as I was listening on the road to his radio show. I was going to go, but I cannot because I was working. Yeah. And so he's a breath of fresh air. I never realized how much I miss listening to a coach's show and enjoying it for basketball like I did listen to him yesterday.
Right.
So thank you guys for that was a long drawn out thing last night, radio show. So that was good listening. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, Dr. Ted.
Appreciate the call, Chad.
I swear I heard Betty Johnson, Chad. I even asked. I was like, Betty Johnson, Chad, I'll get you right on.
I've heard
I'm
voices.
Sorry, Dr. Ted. I'm sorry.
Are there a more start?
I swear to you, I was like, Betty Johnson, Chad's about to get canceled into oblivion. I was like, I don't know what he's doing. I was like, but he's about to get canceled into oblivion.
You thought Betty Johnson Chad
I was like,
doing
I,
a voice?
Yeah, I was like.
I did too.
I was like, I don't know what
I
he's
swear,
done.
I swear, I thought I heard Betty Johnson Chad. I'm sorry, Dr. Ted. I'm sorry, Betty Johnson
Betty
Chad.
Betty Johnson Chad texted me and said, I looked down and thought he freaked out. He thought he hit the button and called him. And listen, and with what Betty Johnson Chad does for a living, that's not a good thing. So he can't do that.
Yeah. You can't make that mistake.
I thought the same thing Steve did. That was wild.
Who do you got up next?
That was a good call by Dr. Ted.
Great call.
And Dr. Ted is a lifelong fan.
Yes.
And I don't want to overgo where he said, like, he's with tears in his eyes watching that thing, man.
He does not sugarcoat it at all.
Yeah.
Who do we got up next?
We got our man Cody.
Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Cody.
You know, I'm glad I wasn't the only one thinking the same thing, because, like, after the first sentence, I was like, Chad.
Yep, I was like, he's done. This is it.
Yeah, don't ruin a good day. First off, just about the press conference, like, I love it that, because the one thing I was slightly worried about was, like, I hope he doesn't try to do the Charleston hype up. It's like, you know, we got history here, and no, when he came in, it was just like, no, you're awesome, and I'm going to remind you guys that you are awesome, and we're going to be awesome again. And so that was just refreshing to hear. Now I'm so excited to just get the ball rolling. I want to see his staff. Like, I love the little things. Like, I can't wait to see, like, how he handles the weight room, what kind of strength and conditioning coach that he brings in. Like, I'm the type of dude where it's like, I hear that a player puts on 6 pounds of muscle. Like, I'm like, oh, he's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. It's not even close. So, I'm just really looking forward to seeing his philosophy in the weight room, like how he runs his practices. You know, he's the staff he's going to bring in. I think that he mentioned he wants to bring in somebody from the outside. So I just love the freshness of all of it, yeah. Man. It was really refreshing I was in the gym parking lot for an extra 45 minutes, just like listening to my brother call, and he was like, "Dude, this was great." And so I spent more time just in the parking lot talking about how excited we were. I haven't done that in a while, man. But now, Steve, dude, this is why I relate to you, man, because like your Twitter, it was exactly my emotions. Just like when he got hired, it was like, "Oh man, what are we doing?" And then you could just slowly see people on social media doing their research. And yeah, by the end of the day, I'm like, okay, we got John Wooden. Like, we're going to just completely, like, just piss excellence all over the place. And it's like, yeah, nobody's got a chance. So that's all I got, guys. Yeah, y'all know my work schedule, but I listen to you guys every single day. I really appreciate you guys keeping
appreciate
me
you,
through my shifts. I've been a day one, man. Most of the time when I've been calling in, we've had some rough seasons. So I can't wait to just chop it up with you guys about just actual basketball stuff. So appreciate you all. I listen every single day, so don't forget that.
Appreciate you, Cody.
Jinx.
Hey. Gotta still talk. We're on a radio show.
Once you get jinxed,
let's get a couple more, man. I know people want to get in here today. We'll do this all
Dave,
day.
Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Dave.
What's up, guys? How's it going today? Y'all as fired up as I am?
Yes. Indeed.
This is David from Chick-fil-A. Y'all ready for some lunch on Monday?
Oh, absolutely we are. Absolutely we are, man.
I'm so stoked. I'm going to bring y'all some macaroni and cheese on Monday, so you be ready. But that press conference yesterday, all you can say is wow. You know, and I'm a firm believer in the business world and the sports world that the old saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. And I have no doubt that Coach K got up there and he won that press conference, and I have no doubt in my mind that's the way he does everything, and then he's going to get that team together and he's going to win some games. And couldn't be more excited for Cardinal Nation, Cardinal basketball, and that's really all I got. I'll see y'all on Monday. Go Cards.
We're looking forward to it, Dave.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay, last one before we take a quick commercial break.
It's Jeet's dad.
Say it again.
Uber Andre. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
right. Hey, Jeet's dad or Uber Andre. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Right off the bat, this deserves 3 claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! This is what I'm saying, baby. Now, just like a fan, this is what I envision. Energy, enthusiasm, effort. Rummage, if me, you, and another Cardinal fan were coaching, this is what I would expect from the coaching staff. Now, this guy right here, this is what I'm talking about. Patrick Kelce, where you been all of our life, baby? We needed this shot of enthusiasm. Come with me to the mountaintop. I'm ready to ride, okay? There won't be a lack of effort anymore, I can tell you that. If you're a player, it's a privilege to play at the University of Louisville. Marcus Maben, fans, this is why we love the players so much. We can't do what you can athletically. All we can do is live through you guys vicariously. That's where the love of the game comes from us, because this is all we ask for. Give us everything. Whether you're here 1 year or you're here 4 years, it's an interview for the pros for the rest of your life. And just like you, Marcus, if you just love Louisville like we love you, you can be here forever. You're the mayor. You got the keys to the city. Do whatever you want to do. Patrick Kelce, Jay Wright, Dan Hurley, they came from smaller schools. They weren't a school's first choice. Look at them now, baby. Jay Wright did his thing. Hurley about to go back-to-back. Come on. We believe in you. Get the players on board. The city's on board. We're behind you. You might not have been the first choice. You might not have been the second choice. But you know what you were, PK? The right choice. Let's go, baby. I got my money going to the 502 circle. Woo! Bring it home, Patrick Kelce. Let's go, baby. I'm out.
Well appreciate done. The call. Appreciate the call.
Well done.
Appreciate the energy.
There is no one like him.
That deserves a commercial break on 939 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hey, guys. It's the second weekend of the tournament. What better place to watch it than Twin Peaks? Enjoy a 29-degree draft brew, some billionaire bacon or a craft cocktail, all that and more. Stop by your local lodge for more information. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales for every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Go see Harold. Or go see Mark
They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckyAnaPumps.com. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Doc.
So yesterday's conference obviously was very impressive from so many different aspects. I guess one thing that really seemed very positive to me was when he was talking about that some of those players are clearly interested in NBA futures, but not all of them. And thinking about things, coaching players to be winners as opposed to coaching players to audition for the next level makes a big difference in outcomes of how kids approach the game. You know, that AAU, I'm auditioning for scouts as opposed to winning games, carries over some players, especially the 4- and 5-star kids, into their college careers unless they have a coach who stresses that winning is the most important thing. And you look at, you know, the guys from that 1980 championship team, and their average scoring and rebounds were not outstanding, but they were recognized as winners. And that got them all drafted higher than people would have expected based on average points per game, rebounds per game. And I think Kelsey really made me glad to hear him talking the way he spoke.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Doc, I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's definitely a listen, it's cliche. It's cliche, and he was careful to identify what he's saying. He knows it's cliche.
Absolutely.
But, like I said, there's a natural challenge to self-interest versus team interest, but the self-interest and team interest can finish at the, you know, at the right spot, can finish together at the right spot. The cliche idea of getting people to buy into the team versus individual goals.
Yeah.
Darn it.
It's okay. Absolutely the best of them.
He did a good job. I dropped my phone, people.
No. I would agree with that, man. And you know, and he gave you everything you wanted too, man. He gave you some basketball stuff.
He's a polished head coach. He's a totally polished head coach. Speaking of polished, you were waiting to see where I'm going to go with that one. Hey, people, your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be thinking Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964. Today. Second hour, Steve.
Yeah.
Are you going into strategy of portal versus high school? Because I'm still on vacation. Y'all do know that, right?
No, yeah. Well, listen, we're going to have some fun.
Do y'all know that I cut into my vacation time? This week was supposed to be a vacation. Just so I could chop it up with you guys.
Yeah. It's all coaches, man.
I'm supposed to be
or coach.
Laying in bed with a Coke bottle. Shape little thing or
something. Hey.
But no.
I was like, do you like the Coke bottles like peanuts and
no, but the delegation is big on that.
I am too. So that's why I was wondering. I was like, oh, awesome. Yeah, I love that.
No, I meant this Coke bottle little.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have the Coke bottle shaped version of
radio show.
Sports radio in the second hour.
I was wondering how you were going to land that. I was circling the runway.
Hey, great job. ESPN Louisville 93.9. This week has been a great job. People have been telling me all over the city, all over the town, how good the coverage has been. Great, great, great job to my coworkers and brethren, all that good stuff. Kudos. 93.9 The Ville.